You know, there's an old saying down south. Maybe they set it up north, I'm not sure. But there's an old saying about you can take the woman out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the woman. And what that means is their character is set. Now, I know that's not true for all people living in a mobile home park. But anyway, my point is, I'm watching these people, these brute beast creatures, that all they are, they just eat and drink and make babies. Sleep, eat, drink, make babies. Sleep, eat, smoke, drink, make babies. Get high, get drunk, you know. And that's all they think about. They don't think about helping nobody else. They don't. It's all about me, 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 me. It's all about take, get what you can get. They say stuff like, I'm going to get them before they get me. These kind of mindsets are brute beast, base nature insanity. I'm going to get them before they get me. I'm going to get what I can get. I'm going to get my piece of the pie. I'm going to get all I can get. Brute beast. They don't want to sacrifice for anybody else, but they want everybody to sacrifice for them. These people are the people who think that the world owes them something. I remember growing up as a teenager, they'd say about somebody, they'd say about some family member, they think the world owes them something. Because I said, why are they doing what they're doing? Why do they act like that? Because they think the world owes them something. Why are they always getting in trouble? The reason they always get in trouble is because somebody bails them out, you know? You thought, you would think those days would come to an end, but I'm actually watching these people. Start to multiply again. This is starting to happen again. Even with the internet. Even with the internet, you would have thought people would educate themselves, go get some education, go learn some trade, learn some skill, go online, learn something to be productive, but they don't want to be. It's their character. It's built in. It's their character. All the opportunities are there, but they just want to sit and watch TV. That's all they want to do. Scroll through the social media and watch TV and have zero productivity. You talk about a messed up situation. So it proves, even with the internet, and it's everywhere, they could go to the library if they didn't have internet. They have access to all knowledge now, so there's no excuse. There's no excuse. So what does that mean? So there's access to all knowledge to educate yourself everywhere. So what does that mean about that kind of person? They're a brute beast. They're selfish. They're Jezebelic. They're Delilah. They want somebody else to do it for them. There's no excuse anymore. Maybe long time ago, before all the information was out there, they can actually go online and look and study narcissism and see that they're the narcissist. They could look at themselves. They could go listen to some psychology or some Dr. Phil, and they could look at themselves and say, hey, I'm the man. The women could say, I'm the woman. They could look at themselves in the mirror, and instead of blaming everybody else, they could look at themselves by watching some videos and say, oh, that's me. I'm selfish, I'm greedy, I'm this. They could look at themselves, but they're not going to, because all they're thinking about is their next beer or hit. They're selfish, they're lazy, they're egocentric, they're small-minded people. They have the potential, but they don't use it. They have the potential, but they're not going to use it. Because it's their character. It's a character flaw. It's the heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked, who and all. So no matter how much education, no matter how much free stuff you give them, their heart's deceitfully wicked, and you can give it to them for free, and they're not going to change. And it's almost the opposite. It's almost you got to make it hard to force them to change. You got to make it so hard that they cry out to God and beg for help. And that's what's happening in this society, I think. God has made it so hard. Mankind is so ridiculously all about me that God is making it hard so they have to break free from that kind of mentality or they die. That's what's happening. God is making it so hard, allowing it to be so hard that they can escape that selfish mentality if they're able to cry out to God instead of crying. But they go to crime. They go to the crime side of things. It's really sad.